Shalom to all. Today's office bomb and daf test, and we are starting Ches Amud Beis, the second to last line with the words Tashma. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basu Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah, and Lili Nishmas Mars Rivka Basu Meir Zev Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. Now we've been discussing Reichev and Manhig in the context of making a kinyan on an animal. So Reichev is riding an animal, which means just sitting on it without guiding it, and Manhig is leading it but not sitting on it. Now there's also Manhig Baraglov, where he's sitting on it and guiding it with his feet, similar to our horseback riding. Now the question on hand is whether or not plain ordinary reichev is a kinyan. Manhig and manhig baraglov, which is a type of reichev, both of those for sure are a kinyan. But what about just plain reichev? The Gemara attempts to bring raya, tashma, shnayim shayu meishchem begamol umanhigim bechamar, two fellows who are being meishcha gamol or being manhig a chamar. Now the reason for these different terms is because a camel usually needs meshicha, pulling, because they're very stubborn, whereas a donkey can just be led, which means just calling out to it or poking it with a stick. The Rasa continues, ashaya echon meishchem echon manhig, one of them being meishchem, one of them being manhig, tassam alpha on top, the Tanakam of the Rasa concludes, b'mida zois kanu. It's with this thing that one is kaine. Mashma, there's another way they're not kaine. However, the passage continues, Rabbi Huda says, a person is not kaine an animal unless he does meshicha by the gamal and anhaga leading it by the chamar. Now, Ketanim, yes, at any rate, we learned according to Tanakama, that one of them was meshach and one of them was manig. Now, what inference can we make from here? Meshach manig in aval rachov loy. It's only when people are being meshach who manig the animal, then they can be kaine. But if they're riding it, then they can't be kaine. So we have a ride from the Brasa, the reichev is not a valid kinyan. Says no, huadin dafilu rachov. A person could even be kind it if he's riding it. And the only reason why the Braisa mentioned Maishcha Manig and didn't mention Reichev is just lafukim in Rabbi Yehuda to exclude Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, the Amar holds, Ashtay Mashicha Bagamal, Van Hagab Hamar, that we dafka have to have Mashicha by the Gamal and Han Hagab by the Hamar. Kamashma, the Chedosh is, dafil ibchanami kani, that even if it's the opposite, one's able to be kind of the animal. As a Gemari Hachiv, that's really so, Lervinu Vilensenu, why don't we just mix them all together and teach them all together according to Tanakama? Why don't we just say as follows, Shayim Shayu Mashchin Umanhigin, two people that are either pulling or leading, Bain begamol, bain bechamar, whether with a gamol or with chamar, they're kaine. So Gemara answers, we couldn't have said it because ikatzad chad olay kani. There's one side, there's one combination that they would not be kaine. And what would that combination be? Ikad amri, some say meshicha bechamar, that meshicha bechamar is not kaine. Ikad amri, some say anhaga begamol, that it's anhaga begamol that's not kaine. And that's why we couldn't mix them all together. Now, a different version of this conversation of istamaisi meseifa, some ask us as a question from meseifa the braisa, what was the end of the Tanakama statement? Bemida zu kana. It's with this mida that a person's kaine. And bemida zu lemutemai, when he says, with this way, what's that excluding? Isn't that excluding riding an animal? So we see that riding an animal is not kind of it. Somewhere says, it's coming to exclude the opposite. That's the same sheet as Rabbi Huda. So Gemara answers, no. According to this, the difference between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda is that there is one way that a Kenyan wouldn't work. So we have no right from this Raisa. The Gemara attempts another Raya. One guy is riding a donkey, and the other guy is holding onto the Maisera, and this is some sort of piece that's on the donkey's head, and these two fellows are coming into Bezin, both claiming that they found the donkey. So again, we have one guy riding it, and one guy holding onto the Maisera. So is that kind of Chamar, is that kind of Maisera? One guy's kind of the Chamar, and one guy's kind of the Maisera. Shmamino, Rachel Kani, we see from here that riding a donkey is kind of. So Gemara says, no, it's not Raya. Hachanam, Manik Braglov. Over here, we're talking about where he's guiding it with his feet. Namely, he's riding it, like we said, similar to horseback riding, where he's kicking it with his feet, and that's considered Manig, so that's 100% Kenyan, but not just plain old Reichev. Ask Gemara Yachiv, that's really so. So then the rider should be kind of the Maisera as well. Why are we saying that the guy holding onto the Maisera is kind of it? So Gemara says, you're right. Emo, what we should really say is that kind of Chamar v'chatzi Maisera, is that kind of chatzi Maisera. This guy is kind of the donkey and half of the Maisera, and the other guy who's holding onto the Maisera, he's kind of the other half of the Maisera. Ask the Gemara, how does that make sense? Bishlam Rachav Kani, we understand that the one riding the donkey could be kind of half of the Maisera, the Kamag Balei Bendas, because the other person holding onto the Maisera is a Bendas. And we're understanding right now that the Maisera is being acquired through Kinyan Hagbal, like we had in the previous daf. Tough is Maisera, my Kani. But the guy who himself is holding on to Maisera, how is he kind it? No one's lifting up the other side of the Maisera for him to be able to be kind it. So Gemara says, you're right. Ema, why don't we really say as follows? Zekana Chamar Vikule Maisera. This guy who's riding the donkey, he's kind of not only the donkey, but the entire Maisera. Zekani Masha Tafas Biyadai. And the guy who's holding on to the Maisera, he acquires only the part that he's literally holding on to, but not any other part of the Maisera. Ask the Gemara, hi, Mai, what is this? Im Tim Slumber, if you want to say, I'm going to be Kana Chaveroi. Then when a person picks a Matsia up for his friend and he's only lifting it for his friend, so his friend is kainet. That's only when he's lifting it up for his friend. But this guy, the one who's holding on to the Maisera, he's lifting it up for himself. And therefore, if he's not kainet himself, how can he makne it to the other guy, meaning the guy who's lifting up the Maisera, how is he able to acquire half of it for the guy who's riding the donkey, if he himself is not kainet? Some Rav Ashi says, you're right. It's actually totally different over here. We this guy, the guy who's riding the donkey, he's he's cutting not only the donkey, but also the head part of the Maisera. And this headpiece is part of the Maisera and is considered a tachshit, an adornment of the animal, and therefore the Reichiv is cutting it even without touching it, because it's part of the donkey. So he's not cutting it because there was a Kinyan Hagbah here, he's simply cutting it because he was cutting the donkey. And the guy who's holding on to the Maisera, he's cutting only the part that he's holding on to, and the rest of the Maisera that no one's touching, neither the rider of the donkey nor the guy who's holding on to part of the Maisera, are kind of that. However, Ravo says, it's really like we taught originally. Namely, the fellow who's holding on to Maisera is kind of half of it. And why is that? Since he can simply pull it and yank it towards himself, that's why we say it's considered like he made a real Kinyan Hagbah on it. And why are we saying this? Because since his head is level with the donkey's head, more or less, it's just one very simple motion that he could pull the Maisera towards himself and then he would be kind of it. And therefore, him holding on to it is already considered like a Kinyan. However, the Gemara says, this is what Rabbi Vo said, it's Barusa, which literally means outside. In other words, it's a mistake and wouldn't hold like that. And why is that? If we don't say that, well, imagine we have a situation where we have a talis and it's hefker, half of it's on the ground and half of it's on a post. And this post is, let's say, eye level or arm level with a person. And a fellow comes and lifts half of it off of the ground, so now the entire garment is more or less level with him. And then another guy comes along and lifts half of it off of the post. Do you want to say the first guy who lifted it up off the ground, he's kind of the entire thing, and the second guy is not kind of anything? Since the first guy, when he lifted the half off of the ground, he was technically able to yank the whole thing towards himself because it was level with him. And we know we don't say that. And the guy who lifted it up off the post, he's also kind of part of it. And so therefore, it must be what Ravo just said is not true. Again, it's an outside teaching. It's not something that we hold of. So more attempts another raya. Tashma, Rabbi Lezer says, Rachel b'sadu manig b'ir kana. If a person's riding an animal in the field, or he's being manig it in the city, so we see clearly that plain ordinary reichev is considered a kinyan. However, the Gemara says no. Hachanami manig baraglov. Over here, when we say reichev, we're talking about leading it with his feet, which again we keep on saying is like horseback riding, and that's considered a proper kinyan. Ask the Gemara, that's really so. Hainu manig. So that's the same exact thing as manig. Why are we mentioning two separate cases? It seems to be the same thing. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Trei gavni manig. There's two separate types of manig. There's manig baraglov, which is riding on top of it and kicking it with his feet, and one is manig regular, which is the person's on the ground and he's leading the animal along the way. Ask the Gemara, yachi rachav beir my time lekani. So why is it that if a person's riding in the city, he wouldn't be kainit? Because the Brisa says very clearly that if he rides it in the field or leads it in the city, he's kainit. Mashma, that if he rides it in the city, he's not kainit. Why wouldn't he be kainit if we're talking about manig baraglov? So Rav Kana answers, lefisha intakin shabnei adam lerkav beir. That's because it's not normative for a person to ride in the city. It's not something that people usually do, so therefore wouldn't be a valid kenyan. However, amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kana, Rav Ashi asks Rav Kana, el me'atav, that's really so, that since this is not the normal way for people to do it, a person's not going to be kainit that way. Well, he'd be iron keep Shabbos. If a person lifts a wallet up on Shabbos, it's not normal for people to lift up wallets on Shabbos because you're not allowed to touch a wallet on Shabbos. Well, do you want to say the fellow's not kainit? El rather, my David Oved. Whatever the fellow did, he did, even though people don't usually lift wallets up on Shabbos, he still did such a thing, the kani, and he's kainit. So it's over here in regards to riding in the city. My David Oved, the kani. Whatever he did, he did. And even if he rode in the city, that's not a normal thing. Still, at the end of the day, we should say that he's kainit. So what type of svara is that? So answers differently, right? El rather, mechel memkraskinon. We're talking about buying and selling. The Amrale, the seller, told the buyer, "Kini kederach shabnei adam kainin. I want you to be kainin this animal that I'm selling to you in the normative way that people are kainin. And therefore, since riding in the city is not a normal thing to do, so the person's not kainin the animal by riding it in the city, because that's not the normal way of kinyan. And we're talking about mechel memker here. And we just further clarify this test on the base on top of Rosh Hasharabim, who if he's riding in the Rosh Hasharabim, which means he's riding in the main thoroughfare of the city, kainin, so then he is kainin because that's a normal place to ride an animal. When a person's leading an animal in the Rosh Hasharabim, he'll often be afraid that since there's so many people there, he's going to get separated from his animal, so that's why he'll just ride it. So it's normal to ride in Rosh Hasharabim. The Adam Chashavu, if he's Adam Chashav, Kani, he's also kind of the animal if he rides it in the city, which means like if he's riding on the side streets or alleyways, even though it's usually not normal to ride there, for an Adam Chashav, it is normal to ride. And the Ishahi, if it's a woman, Kani, she's also kind of if she's riding the animal over there, because a woman's afraid that she's going to get separated from the animal, she's not strong enough to lead it, and therefore she would have to ride it. And furthermore, the Inish Zilahu Kani, if this person is an Inish Zila, he's a very debased person, he's a very lowly fellow who doesn't really care what people think about him, and he does things that are strange and different, so he also would be kainit even though he's riding in the city and it's not on the Rosh Hasharabim, because again, for this type of person, it's normal for him to do this. But a regular standard person who's not considered a chashuv, who's not a woman, just a good old average Joe, so if he rides in the city, he's the guy that we're talking about that's not kind of the animal. Now we're going to be talking about kinyan mashicha, which is when one pulls something towards himself. So by Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer asks the following question. Let's say the person tells his friend, I want you to do mashicha on this animal in order to acquire the kelim that are on top of it. So mahu, what's the halacha? The Gemara asks, liknois, in order to be kind of them, miyamar le kani, did he say be kind of them? Reuven didn't tell Shimon very clearly, I want you to be kind kaina these kalim. He said, pull the animal to be kaina the kalim. This is not a valid lashon at all. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella, rather, here's the question. Reuven told him it as follows, Meshaich behema zu, v'kani kalim she'aleha. Do mashiach on this animal and be kaina the kalim on them. So maha, what's halacha? Mi mahani mashiach the behema laknuya kalim, oilai. Is the mashiach on the animal sufficient enough to be kaina the kalim that are on top of it or not? And we don't have an answer to this question. And it's important to note that the person is not being kaina the animal over here. He's just doing a mashiach on the animal in order to be kaina the kalim that are on top of it. And so that's what we don't know, whether or not it's considered a valid kinyan. However, let's say he was being kaina both the animal and the kalim. We understand right now that for sure that would be considered a valid kinyan. So now that we're saying that, Amar Rava, Rava asks, Ye Amar Lei Kani Behema Vikani Kalim, Mikani Kalim? If Reuven told Shimon, I want you to acquire the animal and the kalim, and that's why I want you to do Mashicha. Is he really kaina the kalim that are on the animal? Chatz Malachasi. That's considered a walking chatzar or a moving chatzar. Chatz Malachas like kaina. And a moving chatzar is not kaina. We know that a person's chatzar, his courtyard, is kind of something for him. So the newspaper boy walks around in the morning and throws your neighbor's newspaper into his chatzar, your neighbor was automatically kaina it, and you're not allowed to pick it up and read it before he gets to it. That's stealing. It's his newspaper already, but that's because it's his chatzar that's not moving. But a chatzar mahaleches is not kaina for a person, and this cow is a chatzar mahaleches. And v'chitim, if you want to suggest she'amda, we're talking about where the cow just stopped, and therefore it's not a chatzar mahaleches. That's not true, because v'hakol she'ilu mahalech lo'ikana, I'm going to be yashav lo'ikana. We know that if something were to be moving, you wouldn't be able to make a kinyan with it, because it's a chatzar mahaleches. So even if it stopped and it's not moving, you're still not able to make a kinyan with it. And so we have an answer. Is b'kfusa, it was tied up, and therefore it's not a chatzar mahaleches because it can't move. And that's why you'd be kind of the kalim on the animal. Now, Amrulei, Rav Papa, Rav Huna Brid, Rav Yeshua, Rava. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brid, Rav Yeshua told Rava, Elamiat, if this is really so, Hayam Mahalch Basfino. Let's say a person is going on a boat merrily down the stream, but Kafsu dug him, fish jumped out of the water, Venafla Sechasfino, and they fell into the boat. Well, Hachinami, the chatzar mahaleches, he v'loikani. We should say that this is also chatzar mahaleches, his boat is moving, and so he shouldn't be kind of the fish. But we know that he is kind of the fish. So Amrulei, it's really Amrulehu, he told them, Svino, Menechnaicha. The boat itself is stationary. Umayhu the Kamamatula. It's the water that's moving it. But the boat itself is considered a stationary chatzar and not a chatzar maleches. Now, another question. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina Ravashi, El Mayat, if this is really so, we know that a Hazam Maleches Rishus Rabim, if a woman is walking on Rishus Rabim, Vizark La Get, and her husband threw her get, Lusaycheka, and it landed in her lap, Asaych Kalsa, or inside her basket, which was on her head, Hachinam Dele Megarsha. We should say that she's not divorced, but we know that she is divorced. So Amalei, he told him, Kalsa, Menechnaicha, her basket is stationary on her head. Ve'ihi the Kamiski Mitusa, it's she who's walking underneath the basket, but the basket itself is considered a stationary chatzar and not a chatzar maleches. And that's why she's considered divorced, because the get is in her chatzar. And on to another Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, let's say Reuven's riding an animal, and he sees Metziah, and he asks his friend Shimon, Tanali, please give that Metziah to me. So Natala, Shimon took the Metziah, and he said, Ani zachisiba, I'm zaychenet. So Zachaba, Shimon's zaychenet, he doesn't have to give it to Reuven. However, if after Shimon gave it to Reuven, Amar, he said, Ani zachisiba tchila, I was zaychenet first. So he didn't say anything, and really the Metziah belongs to Reuven. Tzadik Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Maseches Peah, which is going to have relevance to our Mishnah. Tanan Hasam Mishnah over there, Maseches Peah, Mishal Ikides HaPeah, someone who went into a field to gather Peah, which remember is the corner of the field that's left for Aniyim, of Amrani said, Harei Zula Plani Ani. This Peah that I just gathered is for that guy who's an Ani. So Rabbi Lezer says, Zachaloi, he's Zaycha in that Peah for that Ani. V'chamer, and V'chamer say, Yednen Alani Hanim Tzarishon, this guy who gathered the Peah, he has to give it to the first Ani he sees, and he's not allowed to give it to the Ani who he took it for, which means he wasn't kind of for the Ani. Now, Amr Ula Amr Mishub Levi, he clarifies, Machloikas me Asher L'Ani. The whole Machloikas between Rabbi Lezer and Chamim is when the guy who gathered the Peah was an Asher, he was wealthy, which means he's not allowed to take Peah for himself, but he had taken it for an Ani. Rabbi Lezer, so Rabbi Lezer holds, Migudi by Mafkir Nechase, since if a fellow wants to be Mafkir all of his Nechasim, Vahava Ani, and then he'll be considered poor, Vachazile, and then Peah will be fit for him. Hashtanami Chazile, it's already considered fit for him now, even though he wasn't Mafkir's Nechasim, and Umigu Zachin Nafshe, Zachin Amil Chavre, since a person could be Zachin something for himself, he could be Zachin something for his friend. So that's why Kontra Blazer, this rich fellow, is able to be Zeicha in this Peah for the poor guy. Whereas Rabban and Savior Rabban hold, Chad Migu Amrinon, Tre Migu Lai Amrinon. We only say one Migu and not two. We're not going to stack Migus on top of each other. We're not going to say that since he wants to make himself poor, he could take Peah. And since if in that situation he's able to take Peah, he could also be Zeicha in Peah for his friend. So already now, before he made himself poor, he could be Zeicha in it for his friend. It doesn't work like that. That's what the Chum hold. However, continues Ula, Volme Ani La Ani. But we're dealing with one Ani being Zeicha for another Ani. Debra called Zachalai. According to everybody, he's Zeicha in that Peah for his friend, since he could be zachin it for himself, he could be zachin it for his friend. Normally, Ravnachman Ula, Ravnachman asked Ula, Volei Mamar, why don't you say that my ani l'ani machlekes? Machlekes Rabbi Lezer l'chamim is really when one ani is being zachin this peah for the other ani. Why is that? Da mitzia, when we're dealing with a lost object that someone found, hakol ani metzla, everyone's considered a poor person in regards to this mitzia. Why are we saying a person's considered poor? Well, just like all poor people are allowed to take peah, so too, anyone, rich or poor, are allowed to take a mitzia. idea they find. And since we're talking about pay over here, we're just using this idea of a poor person. So all people are considered poor in regards to mitzia. Utanan was our mission to say, if I was riding an animal, Ross and he sees a mitzia of Amal Khaver and he tells his friend, Tanali, give it to me, not to love Amar. If the guy took it and said, Anizuchisiba, I was zaychen it, so Zachaba, he's zaychen it. He doesn't have to give it to the guy riding the animal. So yeah, Bishlam, if you want to say Anilan and Machalikas, the Machalikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim in the case of Peah is even one Aniz being zaychen it for the other. Yod Amar Alf on top, Masis and Mani, who would our mission be like Rabbanon? He would be the Rabbanon. That even one Ani can't be zaychen for the other. And that's why when Shimon picks up the object, he could say, I'm picking it up for myself and I didn't even pick it up for you. Whereas Eliyahu Rabbi Asher, Ani Machalikas, if you want to say the Machalikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim in that mission in Peah is only when we're dealing with an Asher picking something up for an Ani, but when we're talking about one Ani picking something up for another one, everyone agrees that the second Ani is Zaychen that thing, Hamani, who would our mission be like? Lai Rabban or Lai Rabelezer? It wouldn't be Rabban or Rabelezer. Because both of them would say that the moment Shimon lifts up the object, Reuven is automatically kind it, because one Ani, so to speak, picking it up for another Ani. However, Amr Le, Ula told Rav Nachman, Masnisen Damar Tchila. Our Mishnah is talking about where the fellow said Tchila. In other words, where Shimon told Reuven, I was kind of the object first, meaning I intended to be kind it for myself before intending to be kind it for you. And Hachanam and Stavr, it's actually logical to say that. Diktani say, because what did it say for the Mishnah say? If after he gave it to him, Amar, he told him, I was zaychen it first, loyim reklom, so then it's not considered like he's saying anything. Now, tchila b'seifa lamali. Why in the seifa do we have to use this lashon of tchila, that Shimon told Reuven after he already handed him the object, I was zaychen it tchila. Pshita, it's obvious, avagav d'loyim retchila, tchila k'amar, that even if he didn't use the lashon of tchila, it's very clear that Shimon's trying to tell Reuven that I really intended to be kind it before I gave it to you. So why was the actual word tchila used in the Mishnah? Elav, hakamash malon, it must be it's coming to teach us that Reisha Damar Tchila. In the Reisha, where Shimon told Reuven, I'm keeping these objects for myself, it's where he actually used the word Tchila, I was kind of it first for myself. And so that's the only reason why Shimon is kind of the object and not Reuven. When in the standard case where Shimon did not use the Lashon of Tchila, then you're right, says Ula Trav Nachman, according to both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, Reuven would be kind of it and not Shimon. Now, the Idach, how does Rav Nachman understand the Mishnah? Tana Seifa Glui Reisha. The Seifa is just a revelation of what the Reisha is really talking about. Seifa de Amr Tchila, Reisha de Lo Amr Tchila. The Seifa is where he said Tchila, but in the Reisha, he didn't say Tchila. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about one person trying to be kind of an object for somebody else. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.